Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the Harvard men's basketball program has established an athletic achievement that ranks right up there with some of the school's academic highlights. The number 14-seeded Crimson sprung the upset of the NCAA tournament so far as they dumped third-seeded New Mexico 68-62 in yesterday's action. It's the first NCAA tournament win for the Ivy League champs, and it comes against a Lobos team that was expected to advance deep into the tournament. Wesley Saunders scored 18 points, and Laurent Rivard had 17 to pace Harvard's advance to a meeting against Arizona. Alex Kirk had 22 points for New Mexico, which hasn't made it out of the first weekend of the tournament since 1974. Gonzaga had to scramble to keep from becoming the first number one seed to be knocked off by a 16th seed. The Bulldogs held off an upset bid from Southern 64-58 behind 21 points from Kelly Olynyk. The Jaguars tied the game at 56 on a jumper from Derek Beltran with 3:45 to go, but Southern would only get a pair of free throws the rest of the way to squelch any ideas of making NCAA tournament history. Russ Smith led the way for number one overall seed Louisville in a 79-48 blowout of North Carolina A&T as the Cardinals recorded a tournament record 20 steals and forced the Aggies into 27 turnovers. Marquette had to rally from a 9-point deficit to edge Davidson 59-58. Vander Blue's layup with 1 second left capped the Golden Eagles' rally. Memphis held on to beat St. Mary's 54-52 as Matthew Dellavedova's three-pointer from the right wing sailed long as time expired on the Gaels, allowing the Tigers to advance. VCU made NCAA history with an 88-42 blowout of Akron behind 23 points from Troy Daniels and 21 from Javonte Redick. It's the most lopsided win by a number 5 seed over a 12th seed in the tournament. Syracuse crushed Montana 81-34 in the Orange's most one-sided tournament win since they beat Brown 101-52 in 1986. Brandon Trish led the way with 20 points. Dorian Green scored 17 of his 26 points in the first half when Colorado State shot 58% as the Rams went on to beat Missouri 84-72. Glenn Robinson III and Tim Hardaway Jr. each scored 21 points to lead fourth-seeded Michigan to a 71-56 win over South Dakota State. The Wolverines won despite having star guard Trey Burke held to 6 points, the first time he's been in single digits all season. Mark Lyons scored 23 points to lead Arizona to an 81-64 rout of Belmont. The Wildcats held a 44-18 edge on the boards, outscored Belmont 36-18 in the paint, blocked 5 shots, and outshot the Bruins from three-point range as well. Alan Crabby had 19 points and 9 rebounds, and reserve Robert Thurman scored all 12 of his points on dunks as the 12th-seeded California Bears upset 5th-seeded UNLV 64-61. Michigan State moved past Valparaiso 65-54 as Derek Nix had 23 points and a career-high 15 rebounds for the Spartans. Damian Dotson scored 17 points, and Arsalan Kazemi had 11 points and 17 rebounds to help 12th-seeded Oregon knock off 5th-seeded Oklahoma State by a 68-55 final. Malcolm Armstead scored 22 points. Klee Anthony Early added 21, and 9th-seeded Wichita State defeated 8th-seeded Pittsburgh 73-55. 4th-seed St. Louis had little trouble with New Mexico State 64-44 as Dwayne Evans had 24 points and Cody Ellis added a dozen for the Billikens. And Butler made its free throws down the stretch to hold off upset-minded Bucknell 68-56. Andrew Smith had 14 points and a career-high 16 rebounds, while Roosevelt Jones added 14 points for Butler in that victory. Action continues today in the NCAAs, and no matter where he goes, Notre Dame coach Mike Bray gets asked about one game this season. The Fighting Irish beat Louisville in an epic 5-overtime thriller last month that helped Notre Dame solidify a spot in this year's NCAA tournament. While Notre Dame fans view it as the biggest game to date, the Irish have an important one tonight when they face Iowa State in the first round of the West Regional. Bray has a team in the tournament for the fourth straight year, and for Notre Dame to advance, they have to slow down the Cyclones, who led the nation in three-pointers. Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg gives his players the freedom to shoot from anywhere, but the former Cyclone star joked that he still has the best range of anyone on the team. Iowa State 22-11 on the season heading into tonight's ballgame, while the Irish are 25-9 entering the contest. Well, it's a quick turnaround for the Iowa Hawkeyes, who will host Stony Brook this evening in the second round of the NIT. The Hawkeyes opened with a 68-52 win over Indiana State before a sellout crowd Wednesday night, and Coach Fran McCaffrey says they need another big crowd to help against a Stony Brook team that opened with a victory at UMass.
That shows you how tough they are. They've got a tremendous coach. Steve Peichel is phenomenal. They've got Jameel Warney is a guy that they got the player of the year in the league, but, you know, Jameel Warney, I mentioned him only because we offered him. We tried to get him to come out here. He's a freshman's averaging like 12-7. So they've got players. They've got a great coach. They just won on the road, a phenomenal team. And, you know, I told our guys, I mean, we have to appreciate the atmosphere that they've created for us. You know, those guys have had something to do with it. They've made it fun for our fans to watch, and they'll continue to do that.
Well, McCaffrey says the players don't mind the quick turnaround.
You do need a little time to put it together and give them a game plan to hold on to. But, you know, they get to the point where the practices and the film sessions, I mean, it's been a long time. They want to go play the games.
Iowa's 22-12 on the season, and McCaffrey says they want the season to continue past this evening.
I'm thrilled to be coached. I'm so happy for these guys, you know, in particular Eric May. But just to watch our young guys continue to get better and better and better, and, you know, and that's the beauty of it. You know, little by little, there's fewer and fewer teams still playing, and we're one of them.
Stony Brook is 24-7 on the season. You can catch that game live tonight here on KJAN. We're on the air at 7:30 with pregame. Tip time in Iowa City is 8:30 tonight. In the NBA last night, it was just three games. Portland beat Chicago 99-89. It was Denver over Philadelphia 101-100, and Sacramento got by Minnesota 101-98. Well, the 17th Southwest Iowa Basketball Classic event is scheduled for Sunday, March 24th, in the Canesville Arena on the campus of Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs. Several of the area's top senior high school basketball players will participate. They'll play as large school versus small school teams. The day begins at 1 o'clock with the girls' game, followed by the boys' game at 3 o'clock. That event is co-sponsored by Iowa Western and the Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil. On the large school boys' squad, some of the team members include a trio of Atlantic players. Chad Christensen, Sam Markham, and Dalton Franken of Atlantic will all be a part of that team. On the small school boys team, among the players, Britton Barrier of Tri-Center, Ricky Williams from Riverside, also Devin Bates of Griswold, part of that squad. On the girls' side, the large school team includes a couple of players from Lewis Central and Natalie Madsen and Aubrey Norville. Also on the small school girls team, Jody Esser and Liz Reeson from Heartland both will be part of that team, along with Emily Botts of Tri-Center and Jordan Sint of Griswold. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, Penn State and Iowa will both have six wrestlers in this morning's quarterfinals at the NCAA Wrestling Championships in Des Moines. The two-time defending champion Nittany Lions have taken control of the team race by racking up bonus points with six pins on Thursday. Penn State leads with 32.5 points. Oklahoma State with 29 is second. Minnesota with 24 points third. Iowa's fourth with 22 points. Iowa 133-pounder Tony Ramos had two first-period pins to lead the Hawkeyes. The junior pointed to his Iowa Hawkeye sweatshirt as he talked about his hopes of winning a national title.
It means a lot to the name on the front of this, and it means a lot to my family. It's not for Anthony Ramos, it's for the Ramos family. You know, I got texts all week long. My brother, my dad sent me a letter. My fiance left me a letter in my bag. My brother calls me every night. It means more to my family than to myself, so I got to go out there and get this done.
Iowa fans had more to cheer about when number 12 seed Ethan Lofthouse topped Minnesota's number 5 seed Kevin Steinhaus 3-2 at 184 pounds.
I've had history with him. I lost this last summer in freestyle. I lost in the duel. I mean, it's on a big stage right now. I mean, right now it feels good, but time to get ready for the next match.
Iowa State's lone quarterfinalist is Tanner Weatherman, who posted a 16-14 win over number 7 seed Jordan Blanton of Illinois at 184.
I came in this tournament just trying to stay relaxed as possible. That's what I've been trying to do all year, staying away from the rankings and all that stuff, just to go out, really have fun. I mean, and all in all, it's just a game. It's just another match, just another 7 minutes. So, I mean, right now it feels pretty darn good.
Northern Iowa qualified 4 wrestlers for the tournament, and they all remain alive for All-American honors, with David Bonet and Ryan Loader in the quarterfinals. That quarterfinal round of wrestling gets underway at 10 o'clock this morning at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. In the NHL last night, Florida beat the New York Rangers 3-1. It was Montreal over the New York Islanders 5-2. New Jersey beat Carolina 4-1. Buffalo in a shootout, a 5-4 winner over Toronto. Boston edging Ottawa 2-1. Nashville outscored Calgary 5-3. Washington shut down Winnipeg 4-0. It was Vancouver 2-1 over Phoenix, and Dallas blanking Los Angeles 2-0. In NFL news, Chiefs left tackle Brandon Albert has signed his franchise tender 2 weeks after the team placed the franchise tag on him. The former first-round pick has locked down the left side of Kansas City's offensive line for the past 5 seasons. Albert will make $9.828 million if he plays under that 1-year contract. The Chiefs have spoken to his representatives about a long-term deal, and it's also possible that Kansas City will trade Albert in the coming weeks. Elsewhere, the New York Giants re-signed free agent quarterback David Carr. The 2002 number one overall pick in the NFL draft has been Eli Manning's backup in 4 of the last 5 seasons. He played for San Francisco in 2010. The Titans have agreed to a 1-year contract with safety Bernard Pollard. He's the second safety Tennessee has added in free agency this season. Pollard is a 7-year pro who spent the past 2 seasons in Baltimore. Harlan Hill, the former star receiver for the Chicago Bears, whose name adorns the NCAA Division II Player of the Year trophy, has died. He was 80. Jeff Hodges, chairman of the National Harlan Hill Award Committee, says Hill died Thursday at a hospital in Florence, Alabama, after a lengthy illness. Hill was the NFL Rookie of the Year in 1954 after being drafted in the 15th round by the Bears and became the first winner of the Jim Thorpe Trophy as the NFL's most valuable player in 1955. In 9 seasons with the Bears, Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Detroit Lions, he averaged 20.2 yards per catch. In baseball news, Dodgers shortstop Hanley Ramirez is scheduled to undergo surgery today on his injured right thumb. He's expected to be sidelined for 8 weeks. The Dodgers say an MRI indicates that a ligament in Ramirez's thumb was torn. Ramirez suffered that injury Tuesday night while playing for the Dominican Republic in its victory over Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic Championship game in San Francisco. And Matt Harrison has been named the Texas Rangers opening day starter for their March 31st meeting with Houston. He'll be the 4th different opening day starter in the past 4 seasons for the Rangers. Harrison was 18-11 with a 3.29 ERA, and that was tops on the Rangers staff last season. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022 on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.